Listen to the situation, it's a called a pinna. Okay. All right, now we're talking. I'll go back to the playlist. I'll do it. Something to get me energized for this drive home, because I am wiped out. It has been an extremely intense week.
I think it's just my personality that made me want to find something different and new, and why I feel like why you guys
For murders,
that's not ended, huh?
Turkish interview services where he's saying they can keep my, I don't care, saying he's not going to show up, and then again I didn't want to cite it because I don't know, but I just saw the tweets or the report of the tweets, but Ali kind of doing damage control. That oh no, he's coming back. Kind of saying it a little bit different, but someone went and translated the interview, and it didn't really match up to what Ali was saying. And maybe that has to do with, you know, all that money you guys are talking about that he made. He's got that FU money, you know what I'm saying? We've seen other guys do FU without the FU money, and aka Nick Diaz, you know, to athletic commissions.
What's he saying, that he doesn't want to come back to the UFC?
He's like, they can keep, yeah, he's just saying that he doesn't care about the athletic commissions. He will not show up in their court. It was about the court. Said, when I show up in their court, all I did was defend my family and my religion. That's it. I'm not showing up. They can keep the money if they want. I just did what was right. And kind of echoing what he kind of said, has that sense. And I said, don't worry, he's showing up to court. He's showing up. And so I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not just you can give up the money. I think you have to account for yourself. Like, you got to get licensed every single time, every single year that you fight in the state of Nevada. And Habib is probably, for the immediate future, either a New York or Nevada fighter. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. You are listening to MMA.
Really good turkey sandwich. This is about a really good turkey sandwich.
Time in the evening, gathering, showing what's happening. Sweet Lord, Lord.
people screaming. Here's some audio of people screaming.
Motherfucker, no, you hear me? Bam, bam.
Here's Action Bronson, not screaming.
White one. Queen shit. Motherfucking World Cup starts today. Better be watching that shit in Spanish.
What?
Pussy.
Talking about WWE World Cup.
You can keep your little bullshit advanced. Understand I'm in the Amazon chewing on plants. Motherfuckers can't afford me. Plus I'm in the middle of this orgy. And sit me back at like 40. Shit, I live so much, no time for looking back. Only up cause there's no roof on a truck. You can shoot a duck. I know that's cool as fuck. And no, I wouldn't recommend it that I mentioned. A Porsche 911 got a second engine. Send your boy into the seventh dimension. Shit, hell is cheap, baby. Heaven's expensive, though. Yours truly, about to get this paper like Judge Judy. Told my baby, come to me. All these drugs just run through me. Now I'm straight looking tall on a mountain. Goddamn, so groovy. Oh man, we lost him to the lights again. Bitch, don't worry, I'll be back like lightning. Just don't play, cause you might miss me. I'm about to make history, raise your motherfucking fist for me. And let your middle finger fly up and grab your nutsack and scream, fuck that.
All right, I will, I will grab my nutsack and shout, fuck that. You've got, okay, all right. I'll get right on that.
See, oh, I mean, like,
fucking shit. Change there, and I was worried for a minute there that I was going to get rear-ended. It didn't happen, though. Such a fun noise to make. Ah! Bay Bridge, well on our way, making moves, listening to the end of this Pearl Jam song. Fucking Blues Traveler song.
Maybe it sounds like you could use some of that too.
Yeah.
Calls could be the answer. Go to our website and read the reviews. See what thousands of happy customers are saying. Grown in Alabama, made in the USA, it doesn't get any better than this. Just go to redlandcotton.com. That's redlandcotton.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by
hell and damn yeah.
That was Mother of Kintyre on the Beatles Channel, Sirius XM. This is Peter Ash.
Wait, what was that on the 90s station there? Did I catch something bad that we might want to listen to?
The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I show us sound. And all they said was 6'8" and he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. They lived the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. If you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dough.
My neighbors don't have much flavor at all.
Pushing me aside, I can't break.
big, was this the song? Was this the first big auto-tune song? Like notably obvious auto, like, you know, deliberately for effect auto-tune?
Throwback Thursday is done. I'll be back to put the F in your Friday. Too frickin' right, my favorite F word. I am downtown what? Judy Brown saying peace, love, and keep it here on Sirius XM 90s on 9.
Yeah. Alright, let's go. the middle of the night. She wanna drive my Benz with Bible of friends. She wanna creep past the blocks, flying again. She wanna roll with Jay, chase skios away. She wanna fight with lame chicks, blow my dick. She wanna respect the rest, kick me to the curb. And she find one straight ahead, longer than her. She want love in a jacuzzi, rub up in the moon. Access to the old crib, keys to the new. She wanna answer the phone, tattoo her arm. That's when I gotta send her back to her mom. She called me heartbreaker when we apart in Mesa on a piece of paper. Scribble down, I hate ya. But she knows she loved Jake because she loved everything Jay say Jay does. And
Christmas to all of you. And by any chance you want to wish me happy Christmas, let me give you my email address, peterasher@siriusxm.com, and I promise to
we'll get right on that.
When you subscribe to All Access with offers as low as $8.33 a month plus fees and taxes, it's never been easier to hear all your favorite channels at home. Get your free Echo Dot now by calling 84.
And Cardi B on one track? Fuck, the fuck am I doing? Sleep, holy shit. It is November 1st and the fucking Christmas station is already on.
Oh, morning stars together proclaim the holy birth. And praises
this is fucked up
to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
Wow, 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 wow. Two Christmas stations. Stations was the Pitbull station. What happened? What happened to Pitbull? Did Pitbull go off the air a long time ago and I just fucking completely forgot? Entirely possible. Himself, Mark. marshmallow. Oh, here's Pitbull. Oh, thank God. I don't know what we would do without Pitbull's globalization. Channel 13 now, in case you're wondering. I know you're wondering.
I see this life as swinging by, swing my heart across.
Ripping out all of your nose hair is a bad idea anytime, but at the start of fucking flu season, it seems like an exceptionally poor idea.
Exclusive channel, Pop Rocks, where songs from the 90s like that pop into songs from the 2000s like this.
Oh, good.
Something like, you don't have to be a brain surgeon, you know, that's always an expression. Right. You have to be a jet pilot, or you don't have to be an astronaut or a brain surgeon. She got a kick out of that.
She did get a kick out of
but
it.
But she was just so natural and down home and friendly and nice.
And she knows exactly what she wants in her license plate.
Yeah, what?
Shelby's.
That's right.
F-C-K-S-H-O-P.
Exactly. Well, John G., talk to us about the license plate and the hospital and all.
Well, the hospital is doing great. The hospital has been doing a lot of work with CMS, which is the Medicare and Medicaid people, to get up to standard, and we're up to standard, and we're just doing great. The helicopter service does us a great job. The hospital wing, run by Alan Burnett, keeps us busy and brings us patients from all over the South.
And recently, John, one of your most famous patients was Hank Williams Jr.'s daughters. They were in a car wreck.
Both daughters in a car wreck in Mississippi. One of them was injured much more severely than the other, but they were both there. And Hank was around a lot,
well,
so we got to
that
see
must
him.
Have been exciting.
It was fun to interact with him, and I like listening to him tell about the care he got in the hospital.
Yeah, he was very appreciative, wasn't he?
He was. Somebody started some kind of rumor about some demands that he was making, which he refuted on the air, because he said my treatment is so good.
Exactly. This is John G. Fisher. John is with the sort of a public relations capacity. Is that right with the hospital, John?
That's right.
And the hospital is called the Med Foundation. It's at 877 Jefferson Avenue, named after the famous American president, Thomas Jefferson. And Memphis, Tennessee, 38103 is the address. And John, you guys are pushing that Elvis license plate, which really, I have a mock-up version here, and it is really, really sharp. I like that. Isn't that, now I'm showing it to our studio people,
right,
our producers, and
the display on this show says this show was recorded in 2006.
And we were talking, guys, about Elvis's signature a while ago, and that is a duplicate of Elvis's.
Like the Elvis station is just like, fuck it, I don't know. Here's some dudes talking about a hospital from 2006.
To make sure
occasionally they talk about Elvis, I guess.
Enterprises, and it is, and be enthusiastic about the plate like we are.
And fuck John, it. Tell the folks how they can get
Elvis has been gone a long time. This, well, we've kind of said it all.
The number is 1-877-545-EPLP. And Michael Scruggs will answer the phone. And right now we can't go outside the state of Tennessee because it's a real Tennessee license plate.
It's for real. It's a real deal. It's not a real one of those souvenir type thing.
No.
But as I understand it, John, if you sell 1,000 and you're getting close, then after you sell 1,000, then the people outside can buy the souvenir version.
That's right. We will make the souvenir version. And also, we think that there are a lot of people that we don't get to that when they renew their plate and they get the deal in the mail in a couple of years after the plate is in production, that we think that the use of the plate will go up and not down.
This is John T. Fisher. John is an old dear friend of ours. At one time, he was the most famous car dealership in Memphis, Tennessee. John T. Fisher, Chrysler Plymouth on Union Avenue.
That's it.
And that's where the old police station is now.
That's where the police station is now. That's correct.
It's right across the Channel 5.
Fantastic.
When I built that building in 1964, never occurred to me that I was building a police station.
John, you're the greatest. Once more, tell them how they can get on the list for the license plate.
Okay, you pick up the phone. You can call 1-877-545-EPLP.
Okay, John.
That's it.
Okay, John T., thanks so much for coming by, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. We'll be back.
All right, John T. Fisher from the Med Foundation, 877 Jefferson Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, 38103. I'm George Klein, live at Graceland, Sirius 13 Elvis Radio. This is for Trish in New York City.
Holding on. You are right. Keep on. Down. 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 Down.
weird fucking song. I feel like that gets glossed over. Because it's just, you know, whatever. It's just... like, the song just exists. Everyone knows the song. However they know it. Wayne's World, prior to that, separately from that, whatever. An immensely popular and familiar record. And no one talks about how fucking weird it really is.
Spell the devil that you go. Spell the devil that you go.
Billy Joel channel is still on.
That may occur to those around you while listening to hard rock from the 90s and 2000s.
What, for me, like, slitting my fucking wrists? What a...
to me for my cataract.
Name that movie. Hit us up on IG at Rock the Bells SXM.
Rock the Bells Radio.
Who y'all talking to, man?
Some people that are in there, and I saw the cameos. It was real quick, but then, you know, I always like to watch, you know, your credits to see if it was really that person. And it was. We talked about the battle rappers. How much direction did you get from someone like Troy Smack?
Oh, well, I mean,
let me do it right, because you're gonna be like, yo, you gotta say my name right.
Well, I know that we shot that scene with him, like, I think like 3 a.m, and they've been waiting since like maybe noon. Because we just kind
of don't feel bad. You're always late. Don't feel bad. Yeah. He's to that time right there.
So all I know is that we did that scene. It's a one-er. In filmmaking terms, that means that it's an uninterrupted take that goes a long time. So not only did he have to act, he had to like walk in, do his line, not mess up, and walk out. And he kept messing up the line a little bit, you know, because it's tough. It's like you think acting is easy, but it's actually really, really hard. And Norbs was behind him, and I heard Norbs was just like getting mad. He just wanted to say that line so he could go.
Shout out to Norbs. Hey man, well look, welcome to film and direction, and you know, this is the industry. You gotta get it right.
No, but you know what, Smack put a lot of presence in that particular scene. I think he comes in at the right moment. Yep. It's fun when he comes in. Comes in right at critical moment.
Yeah, yeah, I love that scene, man.
Yeah, shout out to Smack. I see he blew out his beard too. You ain't low, Smack. I'm gonna keep on snapping on till you call me back. There's something else that I wanted to ask you, Joseph. Why Oakland? Because you could have chose, you know, this character is from New York and Brooklyn. Why did you choose Oakland? Not in no disrespect to Oakland, first of all. Shout out to my man, Mr. Fab, one of the
That is the type of love made me tripping on you. It's big enough.
Don't really know. And everything in your past. The stars around there.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good night. We'll start streaming stuff from the studio in the morning. So I'll be up to go do that. And yeah, I'll see you.